It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Today on Prophecy Today weekend, all of our broadcast partners shared important reports on current events around the world. Now, these reports are based on a biblical prophetic world view. For example, Ken Timmerman, he was in southern France. He talked about Donald Trump reimposing sanctions on Iran and how that is going to impact the Iranian decision to spend all of those monies that they received back from the United States in the Iranian nuclear deal so that they could continue to finance terrorism around the world and develop their nuclear weapon of mass destruction, a nuclear weapon. David Dolan gave us his Middle East news update. We talked about replacement theology. I'll get into that in just a moment. It is key as we look at the rise in anti-Semitism, both in the United States and in particular in the European Union. I'll talk about how that is a very important understanding you need to have to see why these events are unfolding in our world. John Rood gave us his European Union update. We talked about France is ready to offer a peace plan that may resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They're only ready to do that should the United States fail in their peace plan. Brandon House joined us to talk about EMPs, an electric magnetic pulse that could destroy 90% of Americans in the United States should it happen. You've got to go back if you did not hear that, come to a better understanding of how that could happen. By the way, that may be the answer to why the United States is not in Bible prophecy. Jim Jr. joined us at the broadcast table with a question from one of our listeners, and I would suggest if you have a question you'd like us to answer, send that question to Jim Jr. at prophecytoday.com. And then my conversation with David James, very interesting article in an Israeli newspaper where they said the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina, who was running for the United States Congress, but made many statements that included prophetic truth in them, one saying that there would never be peace in the Middle East until the Messiah, Jesus Christ, comes back. All of these interviews with my broadcast partners can be heard at my website. Go to the website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and there you'll be able to listen to them and tell a friend how they can hear these interviews as well. Right now, though, in our time of taking a look at the book, I want to discuss Kristallnacht. Now, that is a special day in the history of the Jewish people, a 4,000-year-old history. Today is Kristallnacht across the world, November the 10th, and it was 80 years ago in 1938 on November the 10th when that actually happened. I want to tell you there is a reason for Kristallnacht, and by the way, that's a German word that means the night of the glass. That was the night when SS Nazi stormtroopers went through the streets of Germany, breaking the glass windows and doors in buildings, homes, schools, stores, synagogues, etc. They did that on that night, and the Jewish people recognized that, actually, as the technical beginning of the time of the Holocaust. 80 years ago, this all came about. I do believe at that time, and even at this time, we see a reason for this possibility of a repeat in history, and it is the rise of anti-Semitism. It's on the rise here in America, but especially in the European Union. Synagogues are being built like fortresses today to be able to protect the Jewish worshipers in synagogues, and that same philosophy is moving here to America. And it has to be related because of the teaching in the churches of replacement theology. Now, what is that? Well, these people believe that the church has replaced Israel and God's plan for the Jewish people. They believe all the promises made to Israel now apply to the church. That is very anti-Semitic, and there's several think tanks in Israel, plus many rabbis who recognize that as well, and their understanding comes from Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8. That refers to a second Holocaust, the dastardly act of killing Jewish people, and this prophetic passage in Zechariah says that 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed in the future. Remember, at the first Holocaust, starting in 1938, it was 1 out of every 3 Jews killed. At that time, 18 million Jews, 6 million of them were killed. The next Holocaust will be worse than the first, when 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed at that time. By the way, that was foretold by the ancient prophet Moses. He said in Deuteronomy 28, "If you don't obey me, you're going to be scattered, and you'll be scattered to a terrible time in Jewish history." Well, Kristallnacht is a day we need to remember because it is telling us in past history how future prophecy is going to be fulfilled. But let me remind you, all the things we talked about with my broadcast partners and this look at Kristallnacht is all evidence of what will happen after the rapture of the church. And that rapture is the next event on God's calendar of activities. No other prophecies will be fulfilled until after the rapture. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...